Hello and welcome to How to Walk in Divine Health, a radio outreach of the Living Savior Ministries. We have a special program today. Our speaker, Thurman Scrivener, is the senior pastor at the Living Savior Ministries. He is going to be teaching today the principles from God's Word on how to get healed and how to stay healed. We join today's message, Enemy Does Not Give Up Easy, already in progress.
Can you imagine being in Vietnam? And you overrun a hill and you take it and you got your guns and everything all set up. And the next night y'all are there with all guns set up and ready to fight. And all of a sudden a couple of enemies come out of the woods out there and they got a sword and they start screaming, "We're going to cut y'all's head off." And here we are sitting here with automatic weapons and everything. We say, "Oh my God, they're here. What are we going to do? Let's run away. We can't beat them." Two guys with swords. You got a machine gun sitting in front of you. What are you going to do? That's the way we treat the enemy. That's the very way we treat the enemy. Oh, my God. He's bigger than us. He's got two swords. Look at this guy. Do y'all know that we lost two airplanes, loads of men in New York City with a pocket knife? A group of men had a little tiny pocket knife. Don't you come up here. We're going to stick this in you. Do you know what? It's a good thing they didn't have a bunch of old Texans boys out there. But I'll tell you what, now that the Muslims did what they did to us, I don't care where those boys are from. They can be from New York City. But now they know what those guys do, right? They know that there is no way they would ever take a pocket knife or anything and hold an airplane load of big men at bay. I guarantee if I'm sitting on the front row and there's six of them, I may get killed, but the guy behind me is going to have my back. They ain't going to take us down. They ain't going to run us into a building like they did those guys. We're going to fight back to the death. That's what you got to do. Sometimes when you fight back, you lose men. But when you lose men, this is the way it is in the kingdom. Sometimes we don't have the faith to get things done, and somebody dies or we lose somebody. I realize it's sad when you lose a child or you lose a mate or whatever. But if you hadn't figured it out on this earth, you're in a war, and some of us are going to die in between, and all of us are going to die before it's over. Every one of us, right? So realize you're in a battle. You're in a war. So don't turn your back. Don't run. I mean, if something comes, just like that roaring lion. Can you see that thing? That roaring lion, as that roaring lion. Can you see him come right up to your face saying, "I'm going to get you, woman. I'm going to make you sick. I'm going to afflict you." But if you know who you are in Christ, you can speak the word of God. And that devil, if you've submitted yourself to God, he will flee from you, even the least little girl. You tell him where to go and you're doing it in faith, he has to obey you. Do you know that?
I do.
Okay. There's a lot of them out there that don't know it, girl. Is that right? Lots of people have no idea the battle you're fighting. If you did, if you've repented of your sin and you've got your healing and a pain comes back, you wouldn't look for somebody to pray for you. You'd take the word of God yourself and say, "Look, it's over. I've been prayed for in faith. I got healed. Now I've not done anything wrong. That list of sins I had, Jesus cleared it out, and I have not added to that list. I'm walking in obedience to his word. Now then, in the name of Jesus, you foul spirit of hell, I command you in Jesus' name to leave me and to get away from me." And that devil, when you start talking like that, he say, "Wow, this girl knows who she is. I better get away from here before she calls on her big brother." That's a beautiful thing. Your big brother ain't far away, is he? He's right there. You don't have to go far to get him. Christ in you, the hope of glory. So you've got to realize what's going on. And just think, Jesus did all this by what he did on the cross. The cross is the most powerful thing in history. And I'll tell you what, when you see what he did, and I'm sure everybody in this room has seen the movie, The Passion, maybe two or three times. But when you see what your king had to go through for you so you could do this, it ought to make you and me a better soldier. It ought to make me to the point where I am not ashamed of the cross of Christ. I don't care what anybody says. I don't care what they do to me. I am a born-again, spirit-filled Christian, and I'm not afraid of anybody or anything. So I don't care. And Cheryl knows. She's been with me many a mile as we witness to people of all kinds. And, of course, we were in Baltimore two or three years ago. When I told a story about a little girl that was had a son that had been shot, and they said he wasn't going to live. And I said, the young man that was standing there with us told her, said, they told me my baby was going to die last night. This man prayed for my baby. That's the only thing he remembered. He didn't remember the sins we went through. Didn't remember him getting saved. All he knew is this man prayed a prayer of faith for his little child that was going to die the next day, and the child's now well and going home. So he said, you need this man to pray for your son. And this little girl looked at me. She said, sir, will you pray for my baby, my boy? I said, how old is your son? She said, 6. I said, are you a Christian? She said, yes. I said, do you go to church? She said, some. I said, do you tithe? She says, no. I said, I see you're pregnant. She says, so what's that got to do with it? I said, maybe nothing, maybe everything. I says, that child in your womb conceived in wedlock or out of wedlock? She said, well, he's conceived out of wedlock because I'm living with a man. I said, honey, that's why your 6-year-old son's laying in there with a bullet in his back. You have been judged for your sin. She said, what? I said, I'm telling you, I cannot get that child healed until you repent of that sin. I said, now, if you will repent of that sin and tell God, I said, if you'll fall on your knees right here in ICU and tell God, God, I'm sorry. I committed adultery. I went to bed with a man I wasn't married to, and I conceived a child. Forgive me in the name of Jesus. Will he forgive you?
Yes.
I said, then you'll be clean. I said, then I can go in and pray for your son, and your son will get well. She said, what if I don't do that? I said, he's going to die. It's that simple. When I said that, there was a man sitting over here. I didn't know he was a pastor. He said, sir, how could you make such a bold, fantastic statement? I said, because I know my God, and I know what the Word says. I know that sins of the parents are passed to the children. I know the Scripture says there's to be absolutely no adultery, none whatsoever. And I said, she committed adultery, and she's a daughter of the king. So I said, that girl is being judged by God for what she's done. He said, okay. He said, I could never have made a statement like that to anybody. I said, well, to them that know their God, they do great things. Is that what Scripture says? You got to know your God. You got to know who He is. I walked in there and laid my hands on the little boy's forehead. I asked the nurse when I went in, is he going to live? She said, no. I went in and laid my hands on his head, and I looked down at that little boy, and I said, Satan, you have lost this boy. His mother has repented of her sin. Now I command you to come out of him and go to the abyss and leave him alone. I said, Father, you told me to cast out the devil and lay hands on the sick and you'll heal him. I said, this boy is healed. I turned to the mother and said, I guarantee your child will live and not die. I walked out of there, and the next morning that girl found me. She said, sir, I got to tell you, that nurse, she said, I don't know what it is about your prayer, but she said, I knew that boy was going to die. I knew he was going to die. But she said, within an hour or so after you prayed, his vital signs totally changed, and I knew that boy was going to live. She said, today, this afternoon, we're probably going to remove him from ICU and put him in a recovery room. Said he's recovering so fast. You know, isn't it amazing the things that happens that we don't have a clue? People wonder, oh, the boy died. What a sad thing. 6 years old, some bully shot him in the park and killed him. Why did that boy get shot? Why didn't some other kid get shot? That one got shot because his mother was living in sin with a man she wasn't married to. Have any of y'all ever heard that it's wrong as a Christian to have sex out of marriage? Have you ever heard that? Is it in the book?
Yes.
It ain't in there just once or twice either, is it?
No.
In other words, it's kind of hard to miss if it's all over the place. But obviously we do miss it, don't we? Obviously. So anyway, that little boy got well. And then he says here, it's blotted out the handwriting of ordinances that was against us, which was contrary to us. Was this list of sins contrary to us? I'm telling you, this list of sins, when the devil looked at that list, he said, wow, look at Thurman here. I got 1, 2, 3, 4, 27 things on his list. Man, can I knock him out? And you know, there's people running around that's got a list longer than that. Do you know that? I mean, just think, I was talking to some people from up north back there a while ago that came to the healing school. I kidded me yesterday. He said, you know where Maine is? I said, no, I never heard of it. So anyway, yes, I know where Maine's at. I've flown in there many a time in a DC-8. But anyway, I was just kidding him. But anyway, we were talking about a long list. I just thought to myself, as they said that somebody give them a CD, or I think give one of them's wife a CD about my teaching, and they began to listen to me. And he said that I will have to say that it changed our life forever. He said, I completely read the Bible a different way than I did before. Something like that is what he said. Is that right, brother? Something like that. So, but it has changed their life forever. Well, what do I do that's different? I teach this book line by line, word by word. Is that true?
Yes.
So it's kind of difficult for it. And of course, when God said in his word, and he confirmed the word they taught with healings and signs and miracles and wonders following. Now, if I'm not teaching the word of God exactly like it's written, is God going to answer all these prayers for us?
No,
he's not going to answer them at all. But you know, almost everybody in this room, many of you in this room today, have been a recipient of a prayer from somebody in this room. And you have seen your God, our Lord, do awesome healings and miracles for you and your children. All of us, we've all seen that, you know. And Cheryl and me, we're probably two. We have more problems and more answers. She gets to pray for me a lot, and I get to pray for her a lot. I mean, even a while ago when she got through practicing, she come running to my office. I'm in her study, and she come running in and turned around to me and said, "Honey, put your hand in the middle of my back and pray for me. I got a pain in my back." So I did, and it's amazing. Okay, so lack of sleep. Okay, so praise the Lord. I'll see if I can get you in bed early tonight where you get a good night's sleep. Amen. But if you're dead to your sins and you're alive to Christ, then you can do that. He by the cross, he blotted out this handwriting of ordinances or this list of sins that was against us, which was contrary to us, and he took it out of the way, nailing it to his cross. So the minute he nailed that thing to his cross, you're done with it. Oh, just make sure you don't sin no more. That's the secret. Stay dead to sin.
You have been listening to Thurman Scrivener of the Living Savior Ministries. We are going to stop for today, but we will return at our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like today's broadcast in its entirety titled, Enemy Does Not Give Up Easy, or you would like any other Living Savior Ministries teaching on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's 940-242-2106. You can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.